It appears ready to step up the pressure on the Iranians to give up any plans they have to build a nuclear weapon. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss joins us live. Bob, what's the latest?
Sam, the president has cleared the way for tougher sanctions approved by Congress that would punish banks that do business with Iran's central bank, making it harder for anyone to buy Iran's oil. Mr. Obama did that with a formal determination that there is enough other oil on the market that there won't be a shortage. These sanctions would kick in at the end of June, about the same time a European oil embargo against Iran is planned, the hope being to maximize pressure on the regime to back away from its nuclear ambitions. Live in Washington, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Might be fun to calculate how long it would take you to spend $640 million. It would be even more fun to actually get the chance to do it. Tonight's Mega Millions lotteries climb to at least that amount.
Good luck. Thank
you. Lines at many lottery outlets are long, filled with dreamers. Keep a close eye on your credit card accounts. MasterCard and Visa are investigating a potential security breach, and they've alerted banks and law enforcement officials.
It could be as many as 10 million cards.
Brian Krebs is a cybercrime reporter with KrebsOnSecurity.com.
It looks like most of the cards that are being reported compromised were used at parking garages in and around the New York City area.
MasterCard and Visa are investigating. Some reading to do, if you're so inclined, while you're smoking. Here's CBS News correspondent Pam Coulter.
By next April, tobacco companies will be required to display the quantities of 20 chemicals in their products in a consumer-friendly format. Those chemicals have been associated with a host of health problems, including cancer and lung disease. Regulators say the information will help them determine if certain tobacco products are more dangerous than others.
Regulators have identified more than 93 harmful or potentially harmful chemicals in tobacco products. CBS News correspondent Peter King says this big march scheduled for tomorrow in Sanford, Florida, where Trayvon Martin was shot and killed.
Tomorrow's march is expected to be about a mile long and end at the Sanford Police Department headquarters.
Together, we will insist that justice be served.
That's from a paid radio ad that's running on stations here in Florida.
I go to the same school Trayvon Martin attended. My classmates and I don't want to live in a world where we can be killed walking home with Skittles and iced tea.
The ad also appears on the NAACP website. The organization plans to bring in busloads of demonstrators from around the state and from outside Florida. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
CBS News has learned that both the flight recorders, the so-called black boxes from that JetBlue flight on which the captain was ranting, will be brought to National Transportation Safety Board headquarters in Washington. Their contents examined. Investigators trying to figure out exactly what happened on board. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 65 points right now. This is CBS News.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course. When it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you parts. No, we work to bring you deals on parts. Like right now, when you buy any Autolite spark plug wires, we'll give you a set of Autolite Platinum spark plugs valued up to $24 free. At Advance, we get you the parts you need fast. And then sometimes we give you free stuff. As if fast wasn't sweet enough. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
CBS News correspondent Robert Berger tells us about a day set aside for protests that often turns violent.
Israeli security forces clashed with Palestinians on Land Day, an annual protest by Israeli Arabs that has spread across the Middle East. There were anti-Israel demonstrations in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and Egypt, dubbed the Global March to Jerusalem. Israel deployed thousands of police and soldiers to keep order. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
A judge in Sacramento County, California, has ruled that Jose Hernandez can designate himself as astronaut on the ballot for a seat in Congress. A lawsuit had challenged that because Hernandez isn't an astronaut now. He's actually left NASA. But the judge says he was an astronaut recently, so an astronaut he remains. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Want to get your backyard in shape for spring? Come into Lowe's today and get any 1.5-pint annual for the everyday low price of 97 cents. Plus, give your garden the boost it needs. Pick up some Miracle-Gro flower and vegetable garden soil. Get 4 bags for just $10. And if you want to kick off your first backyard barbecue right, get 2 bags of hardwood lump charcoal for only $10. Now's the time to save big on everything you need to help get your yard ready for spring. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 4/2. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. Plus, you walk out of Advance with a free John Force racing hat valued at $20. A free $20 hat? You're only paying $19.99 for oil. What gives? Actually, Advance does.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Friday. We have things to talk about. I'm Bill Belichick. Hey, thanks for all the emails and the phone calls and stuff about where I was yesterday. I'm okay now.
And now, here's Bill Belichick.
I think it was something I had. I'm not sure. One day disaster it was. Hey, can I say one other thing, too? I certainly hope that at least one person enjoyed my Mike Malloy impersonation yesterday. I really hope so.
Happy Friday to you. Worked your butt off again. Happy Friday to you. Go get drunk with all your friends. By Sunday after you've been on a bender, your boss's face you barely will remember. Happy Friday to you. Have a great week.
Country Oaks Care Center. Caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center. Caring for the loved ones that you care about.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Give him a call right now. Give him a buzz and say, hey, Mikey, what can you do for me, buddy? And you'll be happily surprised to find out they do all that bundling and all that kind of stuff like that. And the other thing, too, is if you have like a high-performance car, like you're buying one of the new Camaros, you know, one of the new Chargers, one of the Challengers, one of those things, you know, you say to yourself, oh, God, the insurance. Hey, call Farmers. Call Mike at Farmers. You might be surprised. When I had a car, it wasn't anything like it. It wasn't a muscle car, but it was sporty. And people were giving me numbers I couldn't even believe, you know. And then I went to Farmers. This is years ago. This is, how many years ago was that? This is 35 years ago. Went to Farmers. This is not even in this town, not in this state. I said, what do you want to insure this thing? And it was like a couple of bucks. I'm like, what? I had to ask him 10 times to make sure he knew what he was talking about. All right. I know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. I've got waylaid, though, for a reason not my fault. Let's see what happened today, our Hoosits and Whatsits in history. And here we go. Our flashback, according to the Tribune, is our highlight in history. On March 30th, 1981, President Ronald Reagan was shot and seriously injured in an assassination attempt outside a hotel in Washington, D.C. by John W. Hinckley. Wounded along with Reagan was his press secretary, James Brady, Secret Service agent Timothy McCarthy, and District of Columbia police officer Thomas Delaney. And, you know, the president almost died. I mean, Ronald Reagan almost died. On this date, in 1867, U.S. Secretary of State William Seward reached agreement with Russia to purchase the territory of Alaska for $7.2 million. 1923, the Cunard liner RMS Laconia became the first passenger ship to circle the globe as it arrived in New York. 1972, North Vietnamese forces launched their three-pronged Easter offensive against South Vietnam. The fighting lasted until the following October. Our birthdays today, entertainer Rolf Harris, song Tie Me Kangaroo Down Sport is 82. Acting director Warren Beatty is 75. Rock musician Eric Clapton, who there's too many songs to mention, is 67. Actor Paul Reiser is 55. Rap artist MC Hammer is 49. Singer Tracy Chapman is 48. Singer Celine Dion is 44. And singer Norah Jones, this is the singer day, is Norah Jones 33 today. Happy birthday and a fine tune to you if it's your birthday today. I have a tune here.
Happy birthday to you.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Well, we'll intersprinkle some of the stories from CalCoast News. There's just a couple of new ones, and I regret to tell you this. Karen Veely called me this morning, and her mom passed away last night. So, Karen, I said, Karen, when life is right and we can get back together, we'll get back together. I'll continue to report CalCoast News and what's on there. Boys, this lady had a tough year. Wow. Anyway, so I wanted to tell you that. All right, other things going on. Well, let's do this. Let's do this first because this is the big news of the day, of course, right here. A big gang news of the day. So here, and I'll go with this. I don't know. I'll see what he has to say. You know what I mean? But this is what's the guy's name? Anderson Cooper. That is ridiculous. And he's saying, you know, this whole thing, the ridiculous is ridiculous. Because he's talking about the jackpot, the mega million, zillion, dillion, jillion jackpot thing. Plus, I have some other facts. But the headline was, don't worry about the mega million thing. You're not going to win. Somebody is going to win. I mean, somebody, there's a 5% chance that nobody will win. But let's just say somebody is going to win.
Ridiculous. And tonight we're adding the mega millions lottery because clearly that thing is rigged. It's the only logical conclusion given the fact that we didn't win last night. That's right. Like so many other people in the 42 states where you can play Mega Millions, the 360 staff caught a ripping case of lottery fever. We pulled our money to buy a whole mess of tickets for last night's $363 million jackpot. There were a few holdouts. There's always that person who reminds everyone they have a better chance of being killed in a freak vending machine accident. But almost all of us chipped in $5 for tickets, myself included. I'm usually the person who skips out on it, saying about the whole, you know, lightning thing. Actually, for the record, I put in $10, $5 for me and $5 for Aisha. I'd ask for it back, but I don't want a pocket full of pence or pounds or shillings or toughen half penny or bob or whatever they have over there. I don't want to get repaid in bangers and mash coupons. The point is, somehow, we did not win the Mega Millions. Nobody did, actually. So now the jackpot is up to about $500 million for Friday's drawing. I don't know if we're going to play again. We're all kind of, frankly, still reeling from the shock and disappointment. I actually felt really good about our chances. technically, yes, you're more likely to die due to melting pajamas. We lose more producers that way. But it's just so hard to resist the lure of that jackpot.
You have to be in it to win it.
So. And you're in it how many times?
23.
I hope it's someone that really needs the money, and it's somebody that we know regular.
Just one. It only takes one to win.
This is a lucky store. Mark has the lucky tickets.
It's a retirement, early retirement.
It's more money than you can spend and that you can even imagine.
See, none of those people won either. But it could be worse. You could have thought you won the millions and then found out it was all just a big mistake. That's what happened recently to hundreds of people who played the lottery in Denmark, including this guy. 300 people were told they won like $50 billion. Then they got emails an hour and a half later saying, oh yeah, you actually got only about 50 bucks. The lottery blames human error. They might as well have just sent those people an email with the subject line, easy come, easy go, and then just a gigantic clip art middle finger. So what is it that drives us to participate in the lottery? I mean, the odds of winning the Mega Millions are about 176 million to one. Think about that. You have a better chance of becoming a professional athlete, the President of the United States, an astronaut, or a saint. But playing the lottery is all about dreaming. It's about optimism in the face of mathematical improbability. I never did well in math anyway. You have a better chance of seeing a UFO today. I don't mean ever. I mean today than winning the Mega Millions. But with the jackpot now at a record-breaking $500 million, most people don't want to take that infinitesimal risk of being the only one left at work splashing around in the sad little puddle that used to be the office pool. We'll probably play again.
The big Mega Mill. Anyway, and I've been instructed by my warden to purchase a couple tickets. And we'll see. If there's lines, I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm not going to get into it. But I don't know why. I don't think I'm going to win, but, you know, what if? You know, one of those. But here's what they had to say about this. Let me share some of these facts with you about the Mega Millions right here. The Mega Millions. 10 fun, weird, sometimes disturbing factoids about the 640 million Mega Millions lottery. All right. So here's the... an economist says that this Mega Millions is actually a good bet. The odds of winning the lottery are roughly 1 in 176 million. But after doing the math this time around, including tabulating the odds of winning and splitting the prize with others, as well as subtracting for taxes and consolation prizes, an economist named Stephen Bronsar has blogged that it makes sense to play Mega Millions this week. In his estimation right now, the expected value of a Mega Millions ticket is about $1.23 million. Others say the lottery is never a good bet, even with the record jackpot. The Wall Street Journal cites a computer scientist run the numbers every which way and says the higher jackpots actually yield lower expected payouts as the odds of having multiple winners rise. The best odds of winning occur when the price hits $420 million. But even then, the expected value of a $1 lottery ticket is just 69 cents. Lottery has been dubbed the stupid investment of the week, though it could arguably get the title for all time. Lottery players have also been dubbed the nation's biggest suckers. Let me do some of these others. And what was the thing I was going to tell you? Here's another thing. Let me see if pool people are writing in line for 3 hours to buy tickets. Forget that. Want help picking numbers? Okay, here's the thing. I picked last week's number. Third and fourth in May. Well, now. Okay, 5 years less, you're willing to like to die. Okay, well, here's some other stuff we'll share, but here's the thing that I saw today on TV, and they said that, you know, one of the things that people like to do is pick birthdays. Well, that keeps all the numbers lower than 31, you know. I mean, it has to be lower than 31. And so as a lot of people do that, you know, then and anniversaries, same thing. As a lot of people do that, then what happens is that, you know, you get more and more people that are betting lower numbers, and therefore you stand a bigger chance of sharing the winnings because somebody else is going to nail it too. So you're better off with higher numbers. But then they've always pointed out with a lottery, which is true, you can pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you're going to win. You have just as good a chance of winning as anybody else does. All right, let's see what they're there. Okay. Wall Street Journal cites a... we already did that one. Let me ask it. When it asks if you quit your job after winning the lottery, you should lie. It's a fairly common question asked by a job interviewer. If you won the lottery, would you keep working? That's asked by the thing. Well, of course you lie. companies aren't really concerned about the possibility this would happen. And on some level, every hiring manager has to know that most people would quit if hundreds of millions of dollars fell into an employee's lap. Nonetheless, the question is asked because the answer can reveal just how little job applicants cares about the work in his career. So I didn't know they asked that. So I haven't had a job interview in so long, I don't know what they ask anymore. You probably shouldn't play in the office pool. After a recent high-profile case in which a group that played the lottery as a team is suing a former coworker who won the jackpot and didn't tell his colleagues, the current advice for those interested in tossing a few bucks in an office pool playing the lottery includes carefully tracking all of the interested parties and numbers played, copying all tickets from all the players, making provisions in case someone is on vacation or doesn't have the money that week to play, and do you get the point? People are waiting in line for 3 hours. I can't see that. Want to help picking numbers? A Columbus Zoo gorilla can help. Okay, there we go. 5 years or less, that's a typical amount of time it takes a lottery winner to burn through his winnings. But that, you have to realize, this is the largest lottery ever. But they make a good point, which is why they say you should probably take it over 20 years. What is it, $17 million a year or something? You'd probably take it over 20 years because you're better off. Illinois started selling lottery tickets online just this week. Quite conveniently, the state of Illinois began selling lottery tickets via the web on Sunday. As of Thursday, 425,000 worth of lottery tickets had been sold. Roughly $10 million worth of lottery tickets will be sold on Friday just in Massachusetts, as the Boston Globe reports. You're more likely to die a horrible death than win. You're 33 times more likely to be killed by bees, which is not a good example because I'm very likely to be killed by a bee. 50 times as likely to be struck by lightning, 8,000 times more likely to be murdered, and 20,000 times more likely to be killed in a car crash. But there's a lot. So is there anything else you want to know? No. Okay, that's enough of that. All right, that's enough of this crazy Mega Millions lottery thing. Right there. Bye. I hope somebody from here was. Now, you know this thing about would you quit your job and what would you do and all that kind of stuff. Townsend, Mr. Townsend, I can't think of his first name, Robert, I believe his name was, and he owned an antique store in Canberra. When the lottery started in California, he was one of the first $1 million winners ever, and he was a Canberra resident and owned an antique store there. So I found out through a lady that I knew that sold furniture that this is what they advised lottery winners when they went to Sacramento to collect their money. They said, don't go back to your house. Let somebody else take care of packing it all up and all that. Go buy a house someplace else and don't let anybody know that you're there. Don't tell people that you won it. Don't, be very careful about your own family and friends because, the word will get out and everybody will be knocking at the door with a handout saying we need money and all that. So you can admit. I mean, you might need to, wear one of those funny glasses with a rubber nose. So anyhow, that's what's going on there. I thought I was seeing that when I looked in the Tribune today. Let me show you where here it is right here. And here's Snoop Dogg coming to Slow in May. One of the biggest acts to emerge from the West Coast hip-hop scene, Snoop Dogg is scheduled to perform May 11th at Slow Brewing Company. Hits include Drop It Like It's Hot, Gin and Juice, and What's My Name. And usually has words that, you can't say on the radio. And so let's see, tickets to the 21-year-old show, which cost $76 for general admission and $356 for VIP, go on sale at 10 a.m. Saturday at Boo Boo Records in downtown San Luis Obispo. I would pay. Can I be honest about this? Can I really tell you the truth? And I'm not exaggerating, and I'm not trying to be funny. I would only pay $356 to see God. That's it. There's no other human being that I need to pay $356 to see. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel about it. Okay. And he's changed his hair. Now he's got long hair. He got the long hair, different glasses. He's snooped out a little bit. Okay. That's that right there. Now let's do this. Let's get this over. This rebranding slime, pink slime. A finely textured lean beef plant. Finely textured lean beef, it's called. And so what they do is they take all the stuff, they put it in a centrifuge. All the stuff on the floor. They put in a centrifuge. The fat goes one way and the meat stays there. So the meat is actually fine. Then they treat it with ammonia or something else. I forget what they said. One or two things they can treat it with. But that's okay. That's an accepted practice by the FDA. And then they add it to ground beef and stuff. And so what did they say, I think, today? They said 30 to 70%. So McDonald's has already said that they're not using it. They're not going to use it. I don't know if they said they didn't use it or they're not going to use it. But because of this, and here's the thing, that they're trying to rebrand it because three factories have already had to close down that make the stuff. And so they need to call it something else. pink something else. Yeah. You know why I mention that to you right now? Because right in front of me I have right here Spencer's Fish Market. Where do I tell you to go to buy fresh ground beef? Spencer's Fresh Market, who daily grind fresh ground beef without pink poo-poo. So I've told you it tastes better, the hamburger. It does taste better because it's hamburger. It's actual ground beef. You know, not... Yeah. All right, so you can buy some right there. Top Sirloin Steaks. They had the big sale on hamburger last week, but they still have lots of great prices on the hamburger meat, and you can get anywhere from like 3% fat to 30% fat. You pick. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts are $1.79 a pound this weekend. And let me do my Thursday, Friday only things here because I want to make sure we get them to you. Here they are here, Thursday and Friday. I wasn't here yesterday, so this is the way. I'm sorry, I didn't get to tell you yesterday. So here's the thing right here. Mazzetta peppers, 2 for $3. You can get hot chili peppers. You can get pepperoncinis. You can get all those, like the deli things you put on a sandwich. Dole pineapple, 2 for $3. Early California olives, 2 for $3. Campbell's cream soup, like cream of chicken, cream of mushroom, and all that. Celery, creamy stuff, 2 for $3. I think can of peas. I thought it was a roll of tissue paper. Green giant Masseur peas, 2 for $3. This is today only. Today only. Caesar salad and Mrs. Covison's croutons, this 2 for $3. Here's a good season's Italian dressing mix, 2 for $3. Del Monte cocktail sauce, 2 for $3. There's a lot of stuff here. Farmhouse pasta rice sides, 2 for $3. Springfield dried beans, 2 for $3. Regina red wine vinegar, 2 for $3. And Lipton onion soup mix, 2 for $3. All of that's 2 for $3. That's amazing. And don't forget they got Frank Bouget's wonderful cakes and pies and yummy nummies in the bakery department. They got the great deli department that always has good stuff going on. They have a mandarin orange chicken for $3.99 a pound. They have egg rolls at just 79 cents a holler. Rice pudding for $1.79 a pound. And Genio turkey breast is just $2.99 a pound. Plus all the boar's head stuff is really great and really cool. Oh, here's some stuff here. They got all kinds of meat and whatnot. All right, so... Final Four is going on. You can get deli trays if you want them. You can get the deli trays. It's a good reason to have deli trays. Right, just call to get hold of the department that you're in. And there's 5 locations to do it. San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Rio Grande, and Santa Maria. All right. Now, here's what we're going to do before we take a break. First, get the mouse that makes it possible to take a break. First, get that ready to go. Okay, you have to have that. All right. This is one of the favorite letters I've ever read in the Tribune. Okay? This was one of my favorite letters ever. It was in yesterday's paper. It is one sentence long. I liked it. I'll cut it out and save it. You know, one of those things you put in your fridge. Oh, that's right. I had it set to go here. That's right. I heard it. Okay, I had it set to. God dang it. Now things are messing with me. I'm trying. There's a lot of suspense, though. I want to try to build up the suspense because this is a one sentence letter to the editor that I found really cool. All right, I'm ready to go now. You ready? This is from Michael Miller in Grover Beach. And Michael said this in one sentence. When I read about folks complaining about Sunday churchgoers and overnight campers getting a bit of free parking, I think you can tell the size of a person by the size of the situation that upsets them.
Hey, psst. Yes, you. Look, we both know you've been dragged over the coals these last few months. Running, shopping, wrapping, eating, traveling, entertaining, cleaning. Whew, it's been crazy. Now we want you to do something for you. How's this sound? Slow County Local. A cozy, tucked-away, elegant yet relaxed Craftsman-style inn with your own private hot tub. Secluded elegance mixed with divine peace and quiet for you and your partner. Sounds pretty great right about now, doesn't it? Well, the Avila Village Inn is great. And when you add in plentiful, relaxing, and healthy outdoor activities to go with your gentle slumbering, you and your partner are all set for a most beneficial quick trip to relaxation land. Now the best part. Through March 31st, you can enjoy one of Avila Village Inn's beautiful hot tub deluxe packages for just $99 a night, Sunday through Thursday. So, as you can see, you now really have but one decision to make. Honey, when are we leaving for Avila Village Inn? Avila Village Inn, in beautiful Avila Beach, California, or online at avilavillageinn.com.
1340 KYNS is your news station, San Luis Obispo, and we have reworked our prime lineup to include your favorites. We would like to welcome back Randy Rhodes and Ed Schultz. We are saying goodbye to Carell and have moved Clark Howard to 8 p.m. To find out about the new lineup, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/1340am. See you there.
I'm here. I was just talking to Brenda off air, who said, was saying nice things. You're Bill Benneker, talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network, and here's what I thought we would do. Let's do it this way. Let's do some CalCoast News things. I'm going to remind you once again, if I may. Karen Veeley's not here today. She called me this morning. Her mom passed away last night. Jim D's not going to be here today, but luckily the news isn't so bad. He just has to go to L.A. So we'll get all back to, in order when things are going on. Seth. I have a friend named Seth Blackburn. Dan Blackburn will be posting things, I'm sure, on the website as things go along this next week. All right, here's a story that was posted, though. This it's another one of these things of who do you blame, really? Former employee of the Rio Grande McDonald's says that she was coerced into prostitution, at times having sex with up to 12 men a night by the restaurant's former manager, according to Courthouse News. But you got to hear this. Shelley Lynn filed a lawsuit against McDonald's USA. Notice who she's filing a lawsuit against. Her former boss and ex-husband, Keith Handley, which is appropriate, and his company in federal court. According to the complaint, in addition to pressing Lynn into prostitution, Handley engaged in a pimping operation out of the McDonald's franchise he owned. Handley hired Lynn to work as a counter person at the McDonald's on Grand Avenue in 1982, and they began dating in December of 1985. Lynn claims Handley bought a home in Las Vegas and told her that she would have to go to work as a prostitute because Handley could not maintain both the Las Vegas home and his home in AG. Handley then began pressuring Lynn on an almost daily basis, arguing that she needed to become a prostitute in a legal brothel. It was no big deal to engage in sex to make money, that she would lose her home and everything she had, which was true, according to the complaint. In December 1986, Lynn says she began working at the Chicken Ranch, where she claims she became a top booker, once had to have sex 12 times, and so other details that we don't need. Lynn claims that McDonald's works to keep unions out, offers an inferior health care plan and no pension benefits, and promotes on a sexist environment. Handley's goal, according to the complaint, was to turn her into a prostitute earning a lot of money, at least for a non-union, low-wage McDonald's employee. At the time Handley began dating Lynn, Handley ordered Mr. McGrady, one of his managers, to terminate Lynn for insubordination, which was a sham. This made Lynn extremely vulnerable to Handley's demands, the complaint says. McDonald's had no policy in place whereby Lynn could have filed a grievance against Handley, the guy's company, and McDonald's. Lynn claims that McDonald's failed to conduct a due diligence into the moral character of Handley when it sold the franchise to him, and that McDonald's failed to properly supervise and train Handley. So the fact that the McDonald's in Grand Avenue in Aurora Grande has performed very well for many, many, many years under different managers and owners, I suppose, I don't think the training was at fault. How you can test one for their moral perpitude is a little bit tough. I have no idea how you do that. Are you weird and make your wife? Would you make your wife be a prostitute? Have you ever had that question when you went to work? I know I just found out about what's the thing they just mentioned now. Oh, if you won the lottery, would you quit your job? I didn't know they asked that, but now they have to ask you the question. You know, if you got married, would you turn your wife into a prostitute? Okay, well, anyway, that's according to this lady. So there, that loss, loose is out there. It's out there. Yeah. Other things going on. If Karen was here, I'd say, well, wait a minute. Here's the thing. Okay, so here's the deal. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Department officials suspect that someone posting bail slipped two fake $50 bills past the sheriff's employee in March. Chief Deputy Rob Reed told the New Times that bills looked and felt real. One of the bills was discovered by department staff, while the other was found during a bank deposit. Sheriff's Office was turning the bills over to the U.S. Secret Service, which has jurisdiction over counterfeit cases. Anyway, but, you know, there's a lot of people can be fooled by a very good phony bill unless they're really looking for it. And probably when somebody's posting bail, you usually don't think that somebody's going to use counterfeit money to post bail, you know, or smoke a joint out in the lobby while they're waiting for the guy to come up. You know, whatever. I mean, there's things you just don't expect, I think. All right. And then there's this I got to get to. I really got to get to this. Because now you got all this yip-yap about Flamson Middle School up in Paso, and it's interesting. I have to tell you, my gut reaction is that FEMA is acting pretty foolish in this case, and I don't think it's quite right. But anyway, the Paso Robles School District is getting a double wave of bad financial news. Not only is the district already facing a $1.59 a $1.59 a $1.59 much shortfall, don't they wish? But the federal government may be seeking the return of more than $13 million in disaster relief money the district is accused of collecting illicitly. Nearly 8 years after the San Simeon earthquake damaged the Flamson Middle School building, the Office of the Inspector General is recommending that the Federal Emergency Management Agency ask the district to return $13 million in relief funds. Pastor Rebel School Superintendent Kathy McNamara said the district is working with the OIG and has responded to all of the issues raised in an audit. We believe we have done the things properly, she said. Teachers Union President Jim Lynette said any outcome that is detrimental to the district will further erode the ability of the teachers to teach. This is ugly. Lynette said the audit finding reflect just another major problem for the district, which is et cetera, et cetera. We have always had the greatest support from the OIG recently completed the audit, 7 large projects and 14 small district projects resulting from the earthquake, totaling $19.1 million. Federal inspectors concluded that the district erroneously funded the replacement of the Flamson Middle School building, did not get competitive bids, and as a result possibly overpaid 3 local contractors for construction, design, and engineering work. Now that part is iffy as far as the district is concerned. However, in this case, because the district provided inaccurate square footage numbers, the determination was inaccurately made to replace rather than repair the building. So what it comes down to is the part about I don't know about the competitive business, because that's always that's serious stuff, you know, if they didn't get competitive bids. But the other thing is, but when you have a school that's just wrecked, which it was, and then it's old, which it was, and then you say to yourself, okay, you know, what's the best thing to do with this school? And then they come back to you how many years later, 6 years later, and say, well, no, maybe you shouldn't have done that. That's this one's a little bit dicey as far as I'm concerned, as far as FEMA. But, oh, I've dealt with FEMA before. Hey, I've dealt with some of these people I know. Anything else? I think that's pretty much it for Calco's News today, but I want to share that with you. And once again, Karen Veeley's has a email address, which is veeley@calcosnews.com, if you'd like to send your condolences. That's veeley@calcosnews.com. V-E-L-I-E. Here's just some headlines that are like, you know, there's like, what? Say what? Here's one blogger says, if only Sarah Palin had run, the GOP race would be over. Wow. That's sticking your neck out with that, but okay. Severed snakehead bites man. This sounds like News of the World, you know what I'm saying? Severed snakehead bites man. Yeah. Dead soccer player sits up in bed. This is CNN. Woman finds mold on new tampon. What else? Oh, Mike Tyson. And this probably will surprise you. Mike Tyson, I'm a horrible parent. Really? Come on. And Colbert rips Romney's factory joke. I want to see what this is. All right, I didn't get to see this. I missed this. I missed the Colbert report. Didn't get to see what this was. So we're loading as we go. I talk as I load, because you know this computer is ancient.
America's Choice 2012 is sponsored by Cisco, a primary provider of the network technology for CNN's news coverage.
This is the one where the robot poops out and the other robots help it.
Assembly lines that fix themselves.
There, that's what's about.
The most innovative companies are doing things they never could before by building on the Cisco Intelligent Network.
This latest one, he was taking part in a telephone town hall meeting this week. Romney brought up what he called a humorous story about his father closing a Michigan factory when he was head of American Motors. Just listen to how comedian Stephen Colbert explains it all.
Schmidt has finally found a way to connect to the common man. Humor. On a recent conference call with Wisconsin supporters, he trotted out a favorite Shaggy Dog story And this time, it doesn't involve strapping the shaggy dog to the roof of his car. Jim?
And I recall at one parade where he was going down the streets, he was led by a band, and his band did not know how to play the Michigan fight song. It only knew how to play the Wisconsin fight song. So every time they would start playing on Wisconsin, my dad's political people would jump up and down and try and get them to stop because they didn't want people in Michigan to be reminded that my dad had moved production to Wisconsin.
Good stuff. It's like he's on the blue-collar comedy tour if the comedy was about losing blue-collar jobs.
Ouch. Okay, so Romney was trying to connect with Wisconsin voters, but he's talking about closing a factory, which laid off, you know, hundreds of workers. So is this just a harmless gaffe, Lenny, or does it play into the real narrative that Romney is, quote-unquote, out of touch with everyday Americans?
We've had months of evidence that he's out of touch, but that doesn't mean he's not a better choice for president, because at this point in time, we want somebody to improve the economy. We want somebody to be better in the White House and guide the nation back towards prosperity. So, yes, I'd rather have an out-of-touch president that's going to get this economy going and humming the way it needs to be versus the president that we've had that is failing on Obamacare, it looks like, from the Supreme Court, has failed with the economy for the last 3 years, has had very few victories in the White House.
Well, I think they're very costly. If we have seen the most recent CNN poll, Frederica, it underscores exactly the opposite of what my dear friend Lenny is saying, which is that it's Barack Obama, the one that is really connecting with voters and is the one that is really speaking to the issue of job creation and economic growth, and they are giving him credit for that. And in fact, the more they learn about Romney, bless his heart, the less they like him. These gaffes do not help, because Lenny is right. For months we've known that Romney absolutely cannot connect with the average voter, with the average working American, and understand what they're going through, because he is a billionaire many times over, because he can only talk about car elevators and how many Cadillacs his wife drives. And that is not something that voters really tend to see in a president that they want to see that understands what they're going through.
Well, but at the same time, he's successful. at the same time, he's a. So anyhow, I neither relate nor don't relate to anybody. I'm just out here doing my own life. I'm wanting to, though, just so you know. Don't you think I don't want to? I do. I really do. All right, let's see what else is in the news today. Let's do some local stuff. Pismo pursues wine and waves crowd. Official credits city's proximity to Vines for bringing in more than $6 million in taxes, which is interesting. Most of Santa Cruz County wineries are north of the Cuesta Grade, but Pismo Beach is emphasizing its proximity to smaller South County wine regions. And there are a lot of South County wines, and there are a lot of, you know, there's all over the place. Out Edna Valley's got lots of little wineries and stuff. And so, and they're just, you know, they're all over. We have more wine than good sense. I was reading this. Somewhere I was read they're going to have a get-together and talk about. Let me see if it's here. I think it's right here, as a matter of fact. I thought it was there. Oh, here it is, right here. Vineyard Seminar Monday will discuss regional water management issues, crop insurance, and other topics. The public is welcome at the informal meeting hosted by the independent grape growers of the Paso Robles area. It runs 9 to 11 a.m. at Rio Seco Vineyards and Winery on Union Road in Paso. Speakers include Kay Mercer, Executive Director of the Central Coast Agriculture Water Quality Coalition, and all these other people. But the event is free for members, while others pay $20 and should bring a chair. If you're not a member, you don't get anything. And you have to use a dime to use the restroom, too. So here's the thing, though. There are water issues with the amount of grapes we have, but they're also saying we should plant more grapes because of the demand. Everybody's drinking wine again. All right. And then, this is like something you would have read last winter. I know it's spring, but, you know. Well, last spring, the spring before that, the spring before that, the spring before that, and the spring before that, and 50 springs before that. One lane of Highway 1 about 48 miles north of Camry is scheduled to reopen this morning at 7 after after a boulder crashed down the roadway early this week, according to Caltrans. That part of the highway will be subject to one-way traffic control from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and closed from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. until further notice. So you don't want to really go that way. Caltrans warns of delays of roughly 15 minutes with possible longer delays on weekends. The closure is about 21 miles north of the San Luis Obispo Monterey County line, north of Limekiln State Park. Thursday, crews were clearing debris and repairing the roadway. Anyway, so. But we're doing everything we can, you know. We're putting up those big chain fences, you know, chain thingies, you know, to try to hold back the boulders and the hills and everything else, you know. I mean, when you carve out that little roadway along the coast of California, it was a no-win situation to begin with. But we keep trying. We keep just digging. Eventually, we will dig out so much of it that we'll be right next to Nevada. So it's going to work out. Trust me. it's gonna be bad. Oh, and one of the papers, yesterday's paper, they were talking about Morris Strand, State Beach, and they were talking about the RV facility there, the camping facility. And so they're working on getting somebody to, you know, run it and do it and take care of it and all that kind of stuff. Then it hit me when I was looking at the picture of it. It hit me. You know, there's all this brouhaha. First off, there's this brouhaha about Cayucas wants to put a skateboard park near the cemetery. And I have to be honest with you. I understand why a lot of people say, you know, that's kind of weird. You know what I mean? That's kind of weird. Especially because there's other property. But here's the thing. Now, I was looking at that state park. That would make a great skate park. I mean, you could do some stuff with that. And even the San Luis Obispo people could go and say, oh, we're going to use the one up there in Morro Bay. Yeah, it's only 15 minutes. Morro Bay. And everybody would have a great skate park. That was just my idea. I don't think people are going to appreciate the fact that, you know, the revenue wouldn't be as much, and, you know, the kids would, you know, the kids are just a pain in the neck with the skateboards anyway, and yeah, but yeah. Anyhow, which is too bad, because I think it's a pretty good idea, to tell you. Okay, that was just my idea, though. No. I'm not anti-kid. I'm not old enough to be anti-kid yet. Matter of fact, the older I get, the cuter these little guys are. And Karen Vili, who's been through so much with her grandson this year and everything, and she said he was so delighted to come in and talk, and I was delighted to have him here talking to. He was just an adorable child. Of course, most kids are adorable. I mean, they can't help themselves. They're like little people that don't think right. But then you find out when they become adults, they're sometimes thinking worse. So you might as well enjoy them while they're kids, I'm telling you that. What is this story I had here? What is this story I was on the verge of breaking to you? Breaking news right now. Oh, iPad users beware of data costs. Let's share this and find out what they're saying.
You probably have used up an entire month's worth of data plan usage. And that could cost you, and it could cost you a lot. Dan Simon, live now in San Francisco to explain. Dan, how can this be?
You know, Don, I can understand why people are frustrated about this. You know, you take the new iPad, it's got the super high-resolution screen, the Retina screen, and then you combine that with the 4G connection, if you happen to have gotten that upgraded model, and then you have the recipe for consuming a whole bunch of data. So people are complaining, saying that they've exhausted their whole month's data plan in a matter of hours. But we wanted to test this out for ourselves. So we teamed up with a publication called Tab Times. This is a publication devoted to tablets. And sure enough, if you're watching a high-definition movie for 3 hours, you can burn 3 gigabytes of data. I'm sorry to get technical for a second, but I have to do this. So the way it works is you can purchase a plan from AT&T or Verizon. The plans usually are 2 gigabytes or 3 gigabytes a month for $30, and you do the math. One high-definition movie equals about 3 hours. That's 3 gigabytes of data. This is definitely a story of buyer beware. Take a look.
What do you think this means for the consumer?
This is interesting for the consumer. I think in the short term, it probably means a lot of people will be scared and nervous about using these kinds of connections to stream video. I think in the long term, hopefully these kinds of findings are going to help the AT&Ts and Verizon Wirelesses of the world kind of figure out kind of what consumers need and then meet that need.
So if you watch an entire game using this connection. It's going to cost you $30, right?
Yeah. $30 for a three-hour baseball game, unless you really need to watch that game, is outrageous. And think about this. You could you know, buy a ticket for that much money.
The bottom line here, Don, is these wireless companies don't want these new wet networks to be constrained, so they have to keep the prices just high enough so lots of people are going on there. It's the same reason why they got rid of these all-you-can-eat plans when it comes to, you know, the phones. And so we're seeing the same, you know, principles applied here to tablets. So you got to be careful.
What do you do then?
Well, it's an easy answer. Use Wi-Fi. And if you happen to be on one of these super high-fast mobile connections, be cautious about watching video. That's where you're really going to soak up a bunch of data. There are also some resources you can go on, you know, to your tablet, for example, see how much data you've consumed. But you got to be careful, or else you're going to incur some extra fees.
Mr. Dan Simon.
Now, Dan Simon was, you know, was behind him, the Bay Bridge, and I think he should have gone and reported on that. He should just go from where he was and go over and see how that thing's going on, and put that together and see what's happening. So there you are. If you're watching movies on your iPad, you've got problems. If you're watching a sports game on iPad, you've got problems. Speaking of sports games, Dodgers are coming up. They start. Where's my schedule? I'm looking up for my schedule, and it's not here yet. I need a Dodgers schedule. Begins next week, though, I can tell you that. And I didn't ask, the news is coming up, and I'll run in and ask Katie. We had considered, there's a freeway series this weekend, and we had considered airing that, and I'm not sure what happened. I don't think we are, because I think somebody would have told me. But that's, you know, you don't assume. Assume makes an ass out of you and me. You ever heard that one? Yeah. Okay, so I won't assume. I'll go ask Katie if we're running the freeway series this weekend. Anyway. And somewhere it knocks me out of the park for a day in April. Somewhere they got a 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock game. But we'll get the schedule figured out. You got Bill Benega. This is Talk Is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network. Our phone numbers are 786-2578. That's 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. 1-866-937-1340. I want to thank Brenda again for her phone call, because it's nice to start the day with nice stuff, and a lot of people did today, as a matter of fact. So I just, that's really cool. Because often I start the day with the exact opposite, as you well know. All right, now, there was something I want to tell you right away. Bill. Oh, what was it? Must not have been that important, Bill. I don't know. Oh, here it is right here. We're glad to hear that State Parks is in discussion with organizations that have an interest in operating the Morro Strand State Beach Campground, one of the orphan parks the state claims is no longer they can afford to operate. Campground is due to be shut down July 1st unless a new operator can be found. Cal Poly Opinions and Achievement House are Achievement House are among the interested parties, and some private businesses have inquired about stepping in as a concessionaire. It would be great news if any one of those organizations could operate the 84-space campground, or do Bill Benica's idea and buy it and build a really, really totally cool skate park there. You know, I'm okay with it being a campground. I just want to just come up with some other ideas, you know. I do have some. I want to share another thing. I'll ask the doctor. I haven't asked the doctor, and the doctor, I'm surprised the doctor hasn't said, well, I better take a look down there. Because, you know, recently someone was commenting on my gravelly voice, which it's become gravelly, but I don't know why. Right? So it's kind of like maybe my vocal cords are whacked out or something. So it's not like I'm happy about it. It's just has happened to me. The state should help the county update court computers. Sure they should. The decision to pull the plug on a $2 billion computer system would have linked the state's 58 superior courts as a setback for Slo County, which had been chosen to pilot the technology. In the long run, the project, which was originally estimated at $260 million, would have been a giant step forward for county courts, many of which have ridiculously antiquated computer systems. But, you know, we're talking about $2 billion. $2 billion for the state of California right now? I don't think so. I mean, it's too bad. I'm sorry it can't be done. I'm sure the courts could use it. But come on. The state should help the county update things. And what was the other thing? How many years ago was it? 5 years? The IRS completely redid their computer system. And this was in the billions of dollars also. And then it turned out to be a flop. So, hey, We'd be saving money here. You know, I mean, just keep using the little cards you write on and all that kind of stuff. Remember those little clips you used to put on things, you know, to remind you that this you had to do something, the little colored clips? That'll work. That'll work. I remember for years, Norm Galloway at Slow Roasted Coffee used a Rolodex. He had hundreds and hundreds of customers, and he had a Rolodex. Now we were talking today about a computer program that's on this computer, and that I could use it to benefit me. And I said, I've seen that program, and I don't get it at all. And so he said, if you can use a telephone, you can figure this out. I said, I don't use a telephone. I use a mine has a dial. It's got a Mickey Mouse and a dial. What do you mean if I can use a telephone? I can dial on a telephone. If it's any more complicated than that, I don't have the faintest idea. Let's do CBS News. Come back for another hour on this Friday with pretty weather outside, too.
CBS News, I'm Sam Litzinger. A disappointment for environmentalists. The Food and Drug Administration has rejected their petition to ban a plastic hardening chemical from food and drink packaging. Details live from CBS News correspondent Pam Coulter.
Sam, regulators turned down the Natural Resources Defense Council request to ban BPA as a food additive, which would have also precluded its use in packaging. FDA spokesman Doug Karas.
We denied that petition because it didn't provide the scientific evidence needed to change the current regulation.
He says it is not a final safety determination on BPA, which critics say can get into food, disrupting hormones in humans and causing a wide range of health effects. Some manufacturers have already stopped using BPA to make baby bottles, and Campbell's is phasing it out in the linings of cans. Sam?
Federal scientists say they'll keep studying BPA. The Obama administration's moving ahead with sanctions on foreign banks that continue to process oil purchases from Iran. They're aimed at squeezing Iran's oil exports. After President Obama determined there's still enough crude on world markets to take the step without harming U.S. allies. Even lottery officials say be careful about how much you spend on this. The odds are very much against you. But one dreamer says just thinking about winning all that money is great entertainment. Tonight's Mega Millions lottery is worth at least $640 million, a world record. WBBM reporter Dave Berner says that's convinced lots of people they have a shot.
Busy day for this convenience store owner. They're
trying their luck, they want to win. Selling more lottery tickets than everything combined.
Mega Million players admit the odds are astronomical, but some are still willing to dish out $20, $30, $50 for a stack of tickets, and others just what they can afford.
Just one.
Just one?
Yep.
I guess that's all you need, right?
That's right.
And what would you do with millions?
Move to Arizona. I'm going to retire.
Dave Berner for CBS News, Naperville, Illinois.
A recall election has been officially ordered against first-term Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker after more than 900,000 signatures were collected on petitions to force a vote. He was targeted for recall after he pushed through a law last year that effectively ended collective bargaining rights for most state workers. Kevin Kennedy is director of the State Government Accountability Board.
You know, our job is to make sure that there are sufficient signatures. I think the staff rolls up to the occasion to do this. This was an incredible amount of signatures.
And there have been only two successful recalls of governors in U.S. history. American consumers boosted their spending in February by the most in 7 months, but CBSMoneyWatch.com editor-at-large Jill Schlesinger says paying for gasoline was a big factor.
Personal income rose 0.2% in February from the previous month, and personal spending jumped 0.8%. That's the largest increase since July. But here's the important part about the spending number. Part of that increase is attributable to higher prices at the pump.
After taking inflation into account, income after taxes actually fell for a second straight month. On Wall Street near the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 67 points. The NASDAQ, though, down about 4 points. This is CBS News.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
As a nurse, I'm on my feet all day long. That's why I wear the Profoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles. I used to wear gel insoles, and then I learned they're 3 times heavier than the 2-ounce Miracle insoles. The 2-ounce Miracle insoles are so lightweight and extremely comfortable. Plus, the gel insoles cost almost twice as much as the 2-ounce Miracle insoles. I'm not going to pay more for gel insoles anymore.
Try the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insoles with VitaFoam, available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman says March Madness is about to be cured for this year.
The annual obsession with college basketball.
The Louisville Cardinals are going to the Final Four!
Reaches its culmination during the next 3 days. In tomorrow's semifinals, the marquee game has Louisville facing its arch rival and the top team in the country.
Number one Kentucky is in the Final Four.
The Kentucky-Louisville matchup is receiving most of the attention, but there will be another semifinal tomorrow. Ohio State against Kansas. The two winners meet on Monday for the championship. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Unusual criminal case in Rhode Island. Todd Hu has been sentenced to a year in jail on charges. He and a friend kidnapped a college classmate, stuffed him into a bag, and drove him across state lines in a plot to steal his $80,000 Porsche to pay off gambling debts. Hu is a Chinese national, so he could also be deported. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
This is no mere machine. The Jaguar XJ is too seductive, too instinctive to be just a mere machine. Get inside, press the start button. It doesn't sound like a mere machine. It roars to life. Experience the agility of its lightweight aluminum body. Feel it respond to your every wish. No, this is no mere machine. This is the one machine as alive as you are. And your Jaguar retailer would love to show you just how good that can feel. The 2012 Jaguar XJ. How alive are you?
Lease a 2012 XJ for $799 a month, 36 months with $49.95 due at signing. Visit your local Jaguar retailer, go to jaguarusa.com, or call 1-800-4JAGUAR for details. Lease rates for well-qualified buyers as determined by approved lender. Retailers has actual amounts, taxes, title, license, and fees due at signing. Residency restrictions apply. For special lease and finance terms, take new delivery from retailer stock by 4/30/12. Jaguar or approved lender may rescind or amend this offer without notice.
Thank you.
Hey, all you Java lovers out there in Radio Land, it's a new year, and that means resolutions are made, and resolutions will be broken. I can tell you about a resolution that was made decades ago that's never been broken, and that's the folks at Slow Roasted Coffee. They made a vow to always keep their standards high, no matter what. That means you'll taste the difference for yourself when you drink Slow Roasted Coffee. That's because your friends at Slow Roasted Coffee continue to provide their loyal customers with the freshest, highest quality coffee priced right in order to earn your continued loyalty. In case you don't already know it, you can enjoy this fine Java at work. Just call Slow Roasted Coffee and let them know you'd like your workplace set up with hot brew pots and slow roasted coffee, which will, of course, perk up the staff. All puns intended. Slow Roasted Coffee, your neighbors and friends.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shoe Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
On your wireless. Radio. No. We know, hey, this is the all new bundle of joy that Charter's offering right now. The best way to experience the best of Charter is to act now. You can get a free DVR with qualifying bundles. So here you got it. Bundle Charter TV and HD, the most powerful internet and unlimited nationwide phone service. Purchase the Charter bundle today and record your favorite programs in HD on your new free DVR to watch whenever you choose. Charter is constantly adding new HD channels. No other internet service compares to what the Charter bundle provides. Ranked number one in the nation by PC Magazine, Charter internet has speeds up to 100 megs per second. And you can't find time to watch primetime programming. Get a free DVR and watch everything on your schedule. Charter phone with unlimited long-distance calling can give you 30% more in savings on household phone bills. So don't wait. Call now. Receive a free DVR when purchasing the Charter bundle starting at $79.98 per month for 12 months. So call 1-888-GET-CHARTER and let it all in. 2012 Charter Communications Incorporated, limited time offer, qualified residential customers only. Offer includes Charter TV and digital HD and inverted Internet Express with speeds up to 15 megabytes per second. Standard rates apply for 12 months. Free DVR includes lease of one DVR receiver. Additional DVR receivers are extra installed, taxes, fees, surcharges, equipment extra. Restrictions apply. Charter, it's smarter. But boy, it's hard to get through those disclaimers. And once again, I got to say this. Any disclaimer they have? They should say other facts. There's other facts you need to know and see, you know, talk to Charter about those. There's other things you need to know and talk to your pharmacist about taking this drug. You know, they spend, 10 seconds telling you that this is the new drug, and then it says 50 seconds about who should, who shouldn't, why you should, why you shouldn't. It's going to drive you nuts. Yeah, I'll make the rules. You know what I was, Nancy's been noticing this. Kathy Lee and Hoda, is that what it's called, on the Today Show? She says, hey, I drink wine and beer and stuff. Well, they're always drinking. I go, well, yeah. She goes, well, I thought the FCC didn't allow that. It wasn't the FCC that didn't allow it. It was the NAB that went kaput that said you can't be doing that in here. So I guess you can just get bombed if you want to. It's probably not very minimal. Hey. Oh, hey, I have, and I think this is really good news to share with you. And here's the stories right here. Review Bully is eye-opening. Let me share this with you. But here's the good news. When this came out, they have a click to play, so that can take a long time and cause problems. But here's the thing. When it first came out, it was going to be rated PG-13, which made no sense at all, or it was going to be rated R, because they used the F word a couple times in the movie, as if the teenage kids in the movie that are doing this stuff, that's their language. Do you know what I'm saying? Come on. And so they were saying this is no good. So what they're doing now is they're just going to not rate it whatsoever. Harvey Weinstein never met a ratings controversy that he couldn't massage in a publicity campaign. He did in the 90s when he turned up the heat on the teen exploitation psychodrama Kids, all because the film received a rating of NC-17, which it probably deserved. He did it 2 years ago with the downbeat sexy Blue Valentine, got slapped with the same scarlet letter, which it didn't deserve at all. But in the case of Bully, Weinstein isn't just mounting a PR blitz. He's fighting a good fight. The movie is a sensitive and eye-opening documentary about the epidemic of bullying in American public schools. It's a film that would do well to be seen by as many teenagers as possible, and Weinstein and wanted to show it in schools, yet Bully received an R rating, all because the F word is used in a handful of times. The Weinstein Company now has decided to release Bully unrated. This doesn't solve the problem, since some theaters can refuse to show unrated movies, so the very audience that Bully was made for still might not get time to see it, or might not be able to see it. But I hope they will. I hope the theaters, if the theater people should understand why it's getting, they're not rated. They don't want a rating for it because they think it's ridiculous that because, you know, they use the F word a few times in the thing, you know what I mean? Which if you look at the, if you watch the mouths of football and basketball coaches and stuff, and baseball coaches, if you look at their mouths, a lot of times when something's gone wrong, you will know that the word's pretty common these days, and certainly among kids, young people, and sailors. I don't know what it is with sailors or that word. I'll tell you. Okay. And they can use it, a sailor can use that word five times in a simple sentence that only has five words. That's a true story. So anyway, I'm glad to hear that they're going to do it that way, and I hope the theater people will understand that, you know, it's not like all of a sudden they're going to take off their clothes or do something crazy. That they're doing this for a good reason. And I think it makes sense to me. And I'm very disappointed in the in that crazy board that says, you know, this is what you should be watching. Anyhow. All right, there's that. There's that that I wanted to share with you. Then there's other stuff that I want to tell you about. Oh, I don't understand this. Wife depicts a bin Laden on the run. She says after 2001, he moved among five houses and had four children. Well, he couldn't have been on the run all the time. Can you have children when you're running? I don't think so. So I don't know about that, which I'm too young to know, but I think that that's not so. All right, and then Supreme Court justices to gather for early vote on health law. Meeting kicks off 3 months of deliberation on the fate of the law that expands insurance. So they're basically saying that they're going to kind of work on it right now in secret and see what happens. Why the Supreme Court is the only court in the land that can work in secret? Okay. The Pomo water is a warning for Paso, it says right here. County leaders in a vote allowing tax to pay for Santa Maria water tell Paso's not to overuse its water. I tell everybody, don't overuse your water, because we could run into problems. We really could. Right. Can I be honest? My neighbors may really hate me for it. I can't really afford to put in a no watery, hardly low water lawn type thing, you know, plants. I can't really afford to feed the grass. You know, it's expensive. So I make it so it looks like somebody half tried. Because I only half try is why. Yeah. My rich neighbors, you know, they can have this green, lush, beautiful lawn. That's very nice. I'm saving the water. Other things in the news. Titanic's going to go in 3D now, and that's going to be a big deal. And so now it's going to go from whatever many bazillions of dollars it made, $184 billion at the world box office. Now they're going to take in more money, which is going to be crazy. So anyhow, you got to think to yourself, okay, if I could see Titanic in 3D, would it be worth it? But the problem is there's even though they're doing very well with this, I'll confess, they're doing very well with this, where they take a 2D movie and they convert it in 3D. It always leaves a little bit to be desired, as opposed to filming in 3D like Avatar and some of these other movies that come out a lot better when they're filmed in 3D. But the other thing that's kind of neat is there's other movies coming out now, new movies that are being offered on the screens in 2 or 3D. And so people that say, you know what, I don't need to pay the extra couple, $2.50 for this bar on the glasses thing. I just didn't see it in 2D. And there's movies that look better in 2D, quite frankly. So that's good. We got more and more about this shooting story in Florida, both sides of the aisle. So as I said the other day, I'm going to just keep my mouth shut until we know what's going on. Here, though, in Geneva, a six-legged calf has defied the odds by thriving despite a vet's prediction at birth that it wouldn't survive because, you know, it'd walk around in circles. The farmer from Wischenwungen, Switzerland, said he couldn't bring himself to euthanize the animal because she was so full of life. Of course, she was full of life. She could tap dance with six legs. Not every cow can do that, as you know. So I would see that right there. Now, this didn't come as a surprise right here. You know, the headline is like, study pesticide is killing off bees. Really? Really? We could be screwing this up? I mean, they're not just dying off on their own? Two sets of research, maybe first to find hard evidence of effects of, they're called neonicotinoids. Scientists have been alarmed and puzzled by declines in bee populations in the United States and other parts of the world. They have suspected that pesticides played a part, but to date their experiments have yielded conflicting, ambiguous results. In Thursday's issue of the journal Science, two teams of researchers published studies suggesting that low levels of a common pesticide can have significant effect on bee colonies. One experiment by French researchers indicates that the chemicals fog honeybees' brain, make it harder for them to get back to the home. Author of another thing said that they don't produce enough food to grow support a new queen. Yeah, first they said, well, maybe it's some kind of a little mite or something like that. You know? Yeah, maybe. Probably not. Now, this is interesting because we have this system here in San Luis Obispo County. You see Sheriff Ian Parkinson and somebody else get there on the small screen and say, if you want to be part of this program, you have to provide us with your phone number. So in case there's an emergency of some kind, an evacuation that needs to be taking place, we can call you up. Well, and guess what? Some residents in the path of a Colorado wildfire weren't warned to flee because of a problem in the automated call system that relayed a mandatory evacuation order. Authorities said yesterday about 12% of the people who should have received the calls on Monday did not. Crews cleared lines on 45% of the fire's 8.5-mile perimeter and made enough progress to allow some residents to return home Thursday. Kelly said 180 homes were still evacuated. Anyway, not surprising for systems that are in place for 12% to not work, in my opinion. Street fires, violence in Spain, protests because everything's going heck in a handbasket financially in Spain. And then, and here was the interesting thing. They had a story the other day in the news, and it said this could be, if they could have state gambling, they could start, you know, putting casinos in Spain. But you'd have the problem of mob influence, which if you do it all correctly, you don't have to have a mob influence. You have a couple other things I said, and then you have, you know, the people that are gambling addicts. You know, you're going to attract those people. Yes, you are. Some way or another, they're gonna fill their need to gamble, and whether they do it in a casino that's going to save the country financially, or whether they do it, you know, behind a tree with somebody, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. We sometimes say, what can we do to save the least of these? You know what I mean? And sometimes it's just not possible. It's just not possible, you know, to say, okay, well, you can't do that. You know, you can't have alcohol because some people become alcoholics. Yes, they do. And to take it to the furthest extent, and it may sound weird, but it's true. Do you know that there are people addicted to eating paper? They are. They're addicted to eating paper. Remember a story we had a number of years ago? A guy, this person ate a roll of toilet paper a day. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not joking. They had scientific evidence to back it up. His doctor said it's okay. The way it doesn't hurt him. It just becomes roughage and fiber. Well, you can imagine it becomes fiber. Every time the guy went to the bathroom, it smelled like a lumber yard. But here's the deal. So what do you stop selling toilet paper? See this? You know, you can't save everybody. From themselves, you just can't. Here's another surprising headline right here. Japan admits nuclear plant's still dangerous. Really? Really? Come on. Other things going on. There's always somebody with a brain out there trying to mess things up. I don't know what it is. The people that have possess this kind of wonderful ability and have the knowledge to do these things, don't you think that somebody would pay him a lot of money to do something good with it? But you get these people who are not quite right. A breach of computers belonging to companies in Japan and India and to Tibetan activists has been linked to a former graduate student at a Chinese university, putting a face on the persistent espionage by Chinese hackers against foreign companies and groups. The attacks were connected to an online alias, according to a report by a paper. So, some people just like to be schmoes. We have a phone call. Let's say hi to... Hello, hello?
Hey, where's the guy that was on yesterday?
We booted him. It was actually me. It was me. It was my impression of it. It was actually me.
Yeah. I'm calling up because when you were talking about in Spain, you know, they're talking about gambling to help them out and all this kind of stuff. And, you know what, there's a program on one of the channels on Charter, My Strange Addiction.
Uh-huh.
And they have everything in there from people eating brooms.
Brooms?
To, brooms.
The things you fly, things your mother-in-law flies around on.
Right.
I didn't mean that. Wait, I didn't mean that.
To, like you said, paper, to wood, to actual things that can kill you. And are this one lady, she's eating stuff like Dutch cleanser, and her teeth are just about all rotted out of her. And she's got all kinds of physical problems, and the doctors are willing to help her, but only if she stops her addiction. So,
Jason.
Yeah, and then the other thing was, it's kind of funny that, you know, Spain's gotten into their problems mostly by they had their, what they wanted to do when they had the first Kyoto, you know, and all that kind of stuff, and how we're going to fix the environment and everything. Well, they decided to go on their own and do it. And it turns out that everything that they've done has basically wiped out their economy. And the fun thing is, our California's SB 32 is basically a copy of that, only a little more severe.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to how much it's going to cost us to implement that. So with the Spanish already thinking about, well, maybe gambling could help us out, perhaps the state of California could finally get off its dead butt and put some gambling in. God.
Yeah, you know, the only problem is, Bill, that
what?
it would be like the lottery money. It'd be wasted money. You know, I'd heard this several times, so finally over this last week when I was online, I was investigating, and it turns out that everyone's saying, well, how come our schools aren't doing better with all this lottery money and all this kind of stuff? Well, there's a caveat in the lottery proposal, the lottery job, that basically says that the money goes to the school. But it doesn't say anything in the overall budget that the money can't be taken out, what money goes in from the lottery. So for every dollar that goes in from the lottery, Sacramento pulls a buck from the schools.
Great.
So it's a you know, an even Steven thing. It's not making any money. And there's a tax proposal that Governor Brown has proposed, the $9 million tax proposal, to help us out. And one of his big things in there is saying that it's going to help the schools. Well, sort of, because it has the same caveat as the lottery does. Every dime that comes in from the proposed tax, they'll pull that from the regular budget.
Well, okay, so what I'm you're right. So we have to put in a system whereby, you know, the state actually benefits by what they do.
Well,
I don't know how much
thought with the lottery, but it turned out that, you know, these things are written by lawyers, and the lawyers usually have their scapegoat to it before they even have the ink dry on the paper.
I don't know. For instance, I haven't read a number or seen a number for a long time about if you took all the Indian casino gamblers, Indian casinos right now in California, how much in taxes they're paying It would seem to be a pretty good chunk.
Well, if this was the one survey that I had heard, and it's from some group that's in Indio, I think it is, if the Indian casinos were paying the same proportion of taxes that the Nevada casinos are, we would be in the black.
We're dumb.
yeah, you think so?
we're just not right. You know what I mean? I don't know. We talked about it, you know, especially like in Tahoe, you know, where you have gambling on one side of a street and no gambling on the other side of a street, and how ridiculous can that be?
Yeah. So what they do is they put hotels on the one side and the casinos on the other side.
Just amazing.
Because the real estate is considered too valuable on the gambling side.
Now, it's not that somebody's not making money off the casinos, because we have a Shoemash ad that's going to run here in just a minute. So
somebody's making money, but it's not necessarily the Indians themselves, because they could be making a very small portion of it.
But my impression from what I've heard is from different people. Talking to one of the what do they call him, an elder at Shoemash, they're doing okay. I mean, they're taking a lot of dough.
Oh yeah, they are. But in the reality, it could be that the people that are running, like the one that's in Indian Wells, I think it is,
mm-hmm.
that one, it's the controllers are the ones that are taking most of the money.
Of course, the other thing, too, is, you know, the other thing that is a reality here is just because you put a casino someplace like Indian Wells doesn't necessarily mean it's going to get a lot of action. You know what I mean? If somebody said, Bill, we can go to a casino in Indio. Have you ever been to Indio?
Yeah, I've been there.
Have you been there? That's a real nice place.
I've never been to the casino.
Just Indio.
I've been to Indio.
I was there before. Actually, there was white settlers there. So it's not exactly the garden spot of the world. You can go to a casino in Palm Springs. We can go down the road to Indio. I'd say I think we'll go with the Springs idea. You know what I mean?
Well, we used to stop there on our way to my uncle's house in Palm Springs. We'd stop at Indio and get dates because they used to have the date farms there.
Oh, I see. How'd your wife feel about that? All right.
You wish I would have stayed.
It reminds me of the days of we go back to Orange County and having orange stands on the side of the road.
Yes. Orange Julius.
Orange Julius.
Yeah, right there.
Well, that's interesting. I just think that it's kind of I just know how we can go so wrong in a state doing certain things. I just don't know how we can get so crazed, but we do.
Well, the problem is that the politician, unfortunately, the public believes the politicians are as honest as they are. And for the most part, politicians are looking for ways for them to remain a politician or at least involved in the politics one way or another. And usually that means the money. And as long as they can keep their hands on the money or be close to the money, that's what they want.
You know, I shared this story once before because I know someone who's 25% Native American. And so they were telling me that they weren't involved in this, but it had to do with a casino and another tribe. And so, but he had a relative that was an aunt or something. She was an MD. And so the requirement was that she had, and they had more money than they knew what to do with. And so she was required, in order to receive some of this money, she had to live on the reservation for 3 months of the year. But she didn't have to be a doctor on the reservation. She just had to be on the reservation in a beautiful home for 3 months of the year. And they paid her $85,000 to be there for 3 months.
Nice vacation pay, huh?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, are you kidding? And she didn't have to doctor anybody? No, yep, she just had to be there. She had to be on the reservation for 3 months in order to qualify for the money.
I don't know how it is, you know, in California and stuff. I do know that in some of the casinos in Arizona that they actually had a progressive reduction that after 50 years or 75 years, whatever, it's going to be down to like 2% of the income instead of whatever in the heck that it is, you know, now.
Well, I mentioned the fact that when Nancy and I met this guy who was one of the elders down there at the casino, he's one of the Shumash elders, that everybody does okay. I mean, the casino employs everybody, and they're paid well. They're building housing that's free. A lot of things like that are happening. But the majority of the money, and this is fascinating to me, the majority of the money goes to 12 elders in the Shumash tribe. And yeah. As they die off, whoever was the next guy to be an elder, you know, who's older but not an elder yet, he moves into that thing and gets wads of dough. And so the majority of the money actually goes to 12 people.
Yeah, well, that's basically what, from what I've heard, the things are in Arizona, mm-hmm. except that the way that they had it is once the elders die off, the next guy coming in comes in, but he comes in at a lower rate.
Interesting.
And it keeps progressively getting lower until, you know, everybody's off the dole or close to it.
So pretty soon you just, it's hard to believe you got a casino out there and you're dying poor.
Yeah, essentially.
It doesn't seem right, Mike, I'm telling you right there. Anyway, always interesting. Good for you to do all that research. I get off on these tangents and I, you know, look for hours for things and I never come up with anything.
Well, because, you know, what you say makes sense. If California had its own gambling systems that were run by the state, but with the money controlled, the problem is wherever you've got that much money and that much power, you're going to have that much corruption.
But you don't have to have that much corruption. I think that's an assumption that I'm not sure I agree with that assumption. I'm not going to say you're not going to have some. I mean, because look at all the greed that has descended upon us in this country in every possible nook and cranny that you can find. So I'm not going to deny the fact that you're going to have, there's certainly somewhere along the line there's going to be a problem. It seems to be a part and parcel to a lot. If there's a lot of money involved, then somebody's going to say, okay, I want my big chunk of it. But
Bill, I think that you've got a small memory on this because remember when the lottery first started, we did about 6 or 7 years of it, and they said, well, the income isn't coming in and stuff. So then they started looking at the books and finding out that the books were a little bit cooked and all that kind of stuff. And the person in charge of the lottery got basically kicked out, and the lottery was set up a different way. Well, it turns out that several million dollars was pulled and is stuffed in somebody's pocket, and they never prosecuted because they didn't want the lottery to go by the wayside so quickly. But do you know the one guy that does the Antique Roadshow?
Yeah.
That's where he made most of his money, was setting up the lottery the way that it is now.
Really?
Yeah.
He
looks like he's a kindergartner to me, but
you say my memory's small. My memory's small because my brain is small. You can't expect someone like me to have a big memory.
No, it's really, there's so much big, whatever corruption. I mean, like when you came up about the thing of the program that the state income tax board was supposed to do and all that stuff, and I can't even remember what it was supposed to start off with and how many billions of dollars was wasted, and then they just threw up their hands and says, okay, we're just going to have to go back to where we started.
It reminds me of on a federal level, and I'm sorry, I absolutely disagree with the president on this 100%, and that's to just say, well, heck with Yucca Mountain, we'll come up with something else.
And some of the other things that happen, I mean, because somebody else put it into effect doesn't mean that it, you know, it's wrong, especially after you put that much money into it. Even if you find out that it is wrong, you better damn well figure out a way to use it when you spend that kind of money.
They should. Yeah, this could be the largest wine vault in the United States.
Well, I think there's quite a few places here in California that'd be willing to put a few bucks into that.
No, but you're right. I don't understand how two administrations ago they can start something and then somebody else coming along two administrations later and say, well, that's a bad idea, so we're just going to stop it after we spend billions of dollars on it. I think there's something wrong with that system all by itself, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter who's in charge. I don't care if it began out as a Republican or a Democrat idea. The idea was searched for years and years and years, and then they said, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is where it's going to happen. And at the time, Nevada was fine with it. Everybody was fine with it. And then the closer it got to it, everybody started saying, well, maybe not. And then, hey, let's pull the plug just before it's ready to be used.
Well, but here's the other thing. And politics plays its ugly hand again. You know, all of a sudden you have a Democratic governor and you got a Democratic president that says, oh, okay, well, I feel your pain. You know, I know, yeah. I know you don't want this. Now, everybody does it, but it doesn't make it right, and that's the part of politics that drives me insane. A lot of people do a lot of things.
The reason that we're in the financial problem that we're in now. If you look at it, you know, that's just like the tick on the back of the hippo's butt when you're looking at all the wasted money that's happened.
Just the visual of that has made me think about my weekend staying in bed. Mike, I appreciate your call. We have to collect some money from Farm Supply and from the Chumash Indians next, and then we'll have some Richard Clayderman.
All right, get a couple bucks for me, too, will you?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Bye.
Take care, Belly Boy. Have a great weekend.
Good. Have a good weekend.
Spring is the perfect time to get your garden back in shape with Farm Supply. Hi, this is Kara, and I have some great news. Vegetables and herbs have arrived at Farm Supply. We're proud to be your local source for all your home and garden needs. You can trust our knowledgeable staff to help you find the right product, technique, or helpful hint to make your backyard blossom. Our staff can recommend what vegetables and herbs will grow best in your backyard. Ask about our soils, herbicides, insecticides, and other tools you need for a successful growing season. Spring also welcomes chicks. Chicks are now hatching and arriving weekly at a farm supply near you. Now you can have fresh vegetables and eggs without leaving the comfort of your own home. For more information on sales and special events, find us online at farmsupplycompany.com. Visit our new locations in Paso Robles on Ramada Drive and Buellton on McMurray Road. We're also located in Santa Maria, Arroyo Grande, and San Luis Obispo. At Farm Supply, we have everything you need for the farmer in you.
April 26th, 8 p.m. at Chumash Casino Resort. Direct from Dancing with the Stars. Vanessa in Fuego. Hailed as the Latin River Dance, Vanessa's in Fuego is an unprecedented and spectacular journey of music and dance. From flamenco to salsa to tango, the Emmy Award-winning Latin phenomenon returns with a brand new show, Vanessa in Fuego. Tickets on sale now at Club Chumash or ChumashCasino.com.
down. You know, that song was kind of like a gotcha, because three times you thought it was over. I'm going, oh, my. All right, there you go. I Have a Dream by Richard Clayton. All right, now, what was I going to tell you about here? I want to tell you about. I don't know that much about the whole winemaking business, you know what I mean? This is really weird. I do not like wine in a keg. I like my wine made in an egg. So here's the deal right here. Winemakers are returning to concrete containers to bring variations in texture and flavor to their wines. Now, please, I have to understand something, and I don't know about variations of textures and flavors and everything. Wine, to me, is wine. It's either red or it's white, and I let my wife have it. So anyway, but they got these big cement eggs that they put the wine in. They say even the shape affects how the wine comes out. Wine, this wine is spooky alchemy, you know what I'm saying? I should maybe be in a cauldron. Anyway, so that's kind of wild and crazy. I thought they got a picture of one here. They made it look like an Easter egg. I mean, why not? As long as you can do that. All right, Best Buy is going to close 50 stores. We don't know. Does it say here? We don't even know if it's going to be ours or not. I don't think it said anywhere in this article, so we're not sure. So you remember what was the name of the other outfit that closed down? Not Bed Bath and Beyond, but not Linens and Things. It was called Mike and Ike's. It was called, there's a name in there right here. Somewhere else it was closed. Circuit City. That's what it was called. Circuit City. I got it right at the end there. Circuit City. Other things going on. We got people that are, it's interesting, which is okay. We have the people that the Atheists United that are not happy with the fact that they're being charged less to park because they believe it's to aid Christianity. And then Linda Seeley from San Luis Obispo wrote this later. She said, if Congress passed a law forbidding radio stations to broadcast Rush Limbaugh, that would be a free speech issue. But people urging advertisers to pull their ads from his show is not. Advertisers choosing to pull their ads is not. A station choosing to drop a show is not. The people urging KVC Vice President Ron Roy and Program Director Mark Mitchell to stop airing Limbaugh's show also are not infringing on freedom of speech. All these actions are, in fact, examples of the exercise of free speech. And choosing to continue to broadcast Limbaugh, the management of KVC is likewise making a statement, and it is this. We have utter contempt for women, and we know everyone, and we want everyone to know it. It's a little rough. Hey, that's my old alma mater there. And we were talking about this the other day, you know, and here I was thinking about this again this week. You know, here KVC was the perfect thing in the perfect place at the perfect time, doing the perfect thing in the perfect place at the perfect time. And it was all local radio. Every bit of it, every talk show, the news, it was all local except for, you know, national news. Everything was local. And Clear Channel, yeah, I remember Clear Channel came along and screwed everybody up. Yeah, they came along and screwed that whole thing up. That's where it started. Yeah, well, other things going on in the world. Most of the letters today I'm not going to get involved in. Most of them I'm not going to get involved in. I just don't. All right, other things that are going on. Struggling BlackBerry maker Research in Motion said Thursday it will seed most consumer markets and focus on business customers. RIM has been struggling, that's a Research in Motion, has been struggling or abandoning their BlackBerries for flashier touchscreen iPhones such as Apple's and models that run Google's Android software. BlackBerries have been popular among business customers in large part because of their security. But now they're saying, heck with you, I can fiddle and fettle and I can poke and prod and the whole thing and everything works. I guess I have a little. I have a pretend phone, so I don't feel left out. Other things going on. Well, here in Atascadero, council hears an update on the annexation. This was yesterday's paper. Annexation, the 3,450-acre property could include 696 homes, a village center, and two hotels. This is a conservation easement, would be 3,000 acres, and it's called Eagle Ranch. And so they're proposing to annex this to the city. It's between Atascadero and Santa Margarita, and yeah, it'll be another brouhaha. And that's we need those. we really need those. See, here's again, the slow court was set to be the pilot program of a computerized court system project. Officials sorry to see the system go. Of course they are. I understand that. Okay. And someone who used to be a very big friend of the Friends and Neighbors Network, but we've sort of lost touch with her for a long time, but she passed away, Blanche True. And so my sympathies to her family. All right. Oh, here's a viewpoint. Incivility, not new. You're right there. Incivility is not new. For a long time, we've had what they call incivility. Okay. And then here's a commentary. Those without religious affiliation are necessarily rejecting God. And that's a good point, you know. That's a good point. Can I say this? I don't reject the idea of God, but I'm one of these guys that, what do you call it? The intelligent design. I'm an intelligent design guy. And so I don't reject it at all. But I don't park myself in a certain church on Sunday, so that I don't know what that makes me. Now, this was interesting. This goes against everything you've ever heard, this article, and it kind of cracked me up. And it says right here, it's okay to get a tax refund from the IRS. Now, everybody in the world that knows anything about money says, no, it's not really good to get a large tax refund. The average tax refund that people get is over $3,000. Their point is this. Their point is this. Okay. If it makes you feel good to get the big, even though the smartest thing really would be to not loan the government $3,000 over the course of a year, but to get like $250 more a month from in withholding, and then have the money in your own hand, and then use it to pay down credit cards, use it for an IRA, use it for, you know, whatever, 401k, use it for whatever. But the point that they're making in this article is there's some people would just piddle away. The $250, if they had $250 extra a month, they just piddle away and they buy bangles and baubles and all that kind of stuff. And they really wouldn't do anything worthwhile with it. Whereas when they get a chunk that's $3,000 and they look at a credit card that's got a $5,000 balance, they go, boom, let's hit it. You know what I mean? So I see their point, if that's in fact what people do. I have a feeling a lot of people go, I think we need a vacation. But our credit cards are maxed out. Well, we got cash this time. Okay. So it's an interesting way to look at it. I was surprised when I first saw it, I have to say that. I was like, what are you talking about? It's not a good idea to do that. But okay. Other things are going on. Here's the picture here. No, the fight for Morro Strand. I mean, it's a beautiful location and a nice looking park. Okay. Other things that are happening. Okay. What would you do if you won this lottery thing? All right, let's not get into that anymore. I don't care. All right. Earl Scruggs passed away. Bluegrass legend and banjo pioneer Earl Scruggs passed away. I thought I mentioned that. Former NBA star Dennis Rodman has been told he could face up to 20 days in jail unless he pays. Are you ready for this? $860,000 in child support. Holy dump truck. Rodman appeared in Orange County Court Tuesday for sentencing, but it was postponed to May 29th. Rodman was found in contempt of court in November for failing to pay child support for his two kids. His ex-wife contends that he owes more than $860,000. Does he still have $860,000? And if he does, why? Why does he? Eh? Eh? All right. I'm not sure. So, yeah. Now, I saw an ad today, a teacup, some kind of puppy was $700, some other kind of little dog was $1,000, and then here's the toy puppy illustrates miracles. When she was born, the dachshund mix was 1 ounce, it could fit in a teaspoon. 1 ounce. 1 ounce. But she's made it back. She was hand-fed and taken care of and all that. At 3 weeks old, Beyonce is now about the size of an iPhone, but she isn't crowded by her much bigger brothers and sisters. She crawled up on top of the wriggling puppies as they nursed, trying to push them out of the way. They just consider her another sibling, but she is a survivor, and she's a tough little one, even though in order for her to survive, they have to feed her by hand. But the Masamopa story of the people are aware of the tiny, little, wonderful miracles that come out of the shelter that sadly are euthanized each and every day. So here's little Beyonce. Well, that's one small little pup. Holy! And then you got the six-legged cow that can, you know, tap dance and have fun. Tell you what. There's something really weird going on with the animals. Really weird.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, here's the deal, and I feel bad about the weather people. They don't know. They just they act like they know, but they don't have the faintest notion. We're supposed to have a really nice day Saturday and Sunday. This was as of 2 days ago, and now it's supposed to rain both days. So let me say this about our weather. Whatever it is tomorrow is whatever it was intended to be. Until Monday. And this is great this year because April Fool's Day is on Sunday, so you don't have to fool around with it. Until Monday, April 2nd. May all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye, 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 bye.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
CBS News. I'm Sam.